Yesterday we started the seventh parak. Mishnah said that one way for cholos asuris cannot be mitzaref to zimun. So here is a major machlokes of Rishonim what it means. So the Rambam and the group of Rishonim understand that's how the Shulchan Aruch passed, that no bracha is recited at all on cholos asuris. Some Rishonim even say that b'mokum sakana, where it's mutter, still don't say a bracha. That far we don't go. And the Ravid and other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They say no. The Mishnah only means to say that the Nam is Tarif Lezimun is because, like the Gemara has the expression in the third paragraph in Sanhedrin, Keshe Rishonim Enim and Aminim, there's not zero between the group. Ravid writes the Loshen, just like there's no Mezumin if you're eating Paris, because there's no, it's not called Achilas Keva. Em Zamnim Ala Paris, the Gemara says, only Zimun if you have Pas. The Gemara had a shayla about the Haseba, but the Yayin is Mahanyalei Haseba, the Iker Achila B'Kdiyas is really Pasa. Yayin was also considered the Haseba. But, thank you very much. But since the Iker Achila B'Kdiyas is really Pasa, there's only Zimon Ala Pas, Eim Zamim Ala Peres. So even if they're eating Pas, but the Pas is not kosher, so the Mishnah says that that's called like, it's considered like Achilas Peres. So the Gemara was going through the different cases in the Mishnah. If non-kosher food is considered achilas, not called achilas b'kviyas, but non-kosher food you don't say a bracha, whatever, so what's the story with demai? So the Gemara says, no, demai, you have different isurim. Demai is only with the Rabbanon, number one is not minatar, but macholos asuras Rabbanon, also you don't say a bracha. The Mishnah says, tevel. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Leitzuricha, Ela, the Tevel, Tovim, the Rabbanon, Gonshazar, Batz, it's Shein, and Ochav. So even if it's only Macholos, Asuras, the Rabbanon, also you don't bench Mizilma, you don't recite a Brach at all. So what's the story with the Mai? So the answer is there are different Isurim, the Rabbanon, on different levels. Sometimes you have an Isur, the Rabbanon, it's only also the Chatzilah, but the Yevet, it's Mutta. Sometimes you have an Isur, the Rabbanon, it's even also, but the Yevet also. So then, this Isur of the Mai is not even, it's the Torah's Chumrah. That's where the Gemara quotes the Machlekes, the Diamond Al. The Gemara quotes Machlekes, the Shamei Bisilu, whether Machilim is Anim Demai. So we pass from Allah that Anim are permitted to eat the Demai. The Gzera de Rabbonim was only introduced by Torah's Chumrah. Why? Because Rabbi Mehoretz, Gorma Asrin Hez. The Mikra Adin, you have a right to follow the Roy. And it's Eidecha Demen Bisurim also. He tells me that it's kosher. I have no right to be choshed him that he's. I know there are people around who are not observant. Bizman Azeh, unfortunately, rogue Jews are not observant. So that's a shayla what they say, Eidecha Demen Bisurim, on a person whom you don't know. Is Eidecha Demen Bisurim based on the Roiv Cheskas Kashrus? Every person has a Cheskas Kashrus. What is the Cheskas Kashrus based on? Is it based on the assumption that Roiv Bnei Adam are observant? So Bizman Azeh, rogue Jewish people are not observant. So there's no longer any Cheskas Kashrus. So you wouldn't apply Eidecha Demen Bisurim unless you know who the person is. That's what the Pnei Yeshua raises such a possibility. Rav Soloveitchik, I remember, raised such a possibility. Maybe to say it like that. Or should be assumed that Cheskas Kashrus is based on Chazokah. When every baby is born, he didn't sin yet. When he grows up and he gets smart, then he decides to sin. So maybe even today, when the Roy people, Roy Jewish people are not observed, maybe there's still a Cheskas Kashrus. That's questionable. But if you have, let's say, road people are observant, the Amoritz comes and he tells me that this is Gemaisit. So the din is that Eidecha Demen Bisurim, having the right to be Choshedim, that he's from the Miut who don't keep Kashrus. If I know that he doesn't keep Kashrus, if I know that he eats Tevel, without being Mafish Maisrus, so then the Mishnah says in Choriz Daf Lamed, Achoshed Al Adov Aloy Donav Aloy Meidoy. One who violates that particular area of Shmiris HaMitzvah doesn't have Nemonis on that area. Let's say you have a woman who's strictly observant the Taras HaMishpacha, but she doesn't keep kosher. So she wouldn't have Nemonis if she would have a restaurant, and she's going to tell us that all the food is kosher, but we know that she herself eats non-kosher food. So she doesn't have Nemonis on kosher. So let's say a woman is strictly observant, she keeps kosher, but she doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. We know that she tells us she doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. So she can't be in charge of the mikveh. She doesn't have the manas to tell us that the mikveh is kosher, that the woman who went to the mikveh, all of her hair went below the surface of the water. Whoever doesn't observe any one area of halacha, so that's the Mishnah M'chores, HaChashad Al HaDavar, Lodadav Al Amida doesn't have the manas. But the Amharits, in the days of the Tanaim, Rov Amharits were masvenhen. Rov of them were observant. So the Gemara says they really, Rashi adds it onto the Gemara and Sefer. There are really two reasons why we should assume. Whenever you buy from an Amaretz, you should assume, first of all, he sells us the food, he's telling us that it's kosher. Seidech and Amim Yisur. And number two, even if he doesn't say a word, we should assume that Rabbi Amaretz Masun Hay. You go Baser Roiv, that the Roiv is that it's kosher. Nonetheless, the Tanoim against the Roiv and against Eidech, the Tanoim introduced the Gzera, the Chumra of the Mai. So this was only instituted b'toras chumra. It wasn't instituted b'toras ariel isa de rabbana. So that's what Gemara has a lashon. If he wanted to, he could have been mafka his property, all of his assets, he would have been an oni. So it's not that the Gemara means it's biyodo. Since it's biyodo, it doesn't mean biyodo. The Gemara is just proving that it's only b'toras chumra. That's how Rashi says. Chumra de rabbana b'almahu. This is only the isa to eat the mai without being mafrish. Is less than a din lechatchila. It's only b'toras chumra. So therefore, it's not really considered if he violates the din of the mai and he eats without being mafrish that he was mavatul and mitzvah and the rabbanon being mafrish. But you can't really say that it's macholas asur. So the mai we understand. Then the Gemara continued to explain about the maaser rishon shenitla trumasai pshita. If Nitla, does it take Maisim and Amaisim, it's a pshita. Once he took the Maisim and Amaisim, so it's not Tevel, like Maisim, no, the Mishnah is telling me, the Chiddush, Nitla Truma Soi, we took out the Truma Smaisim, but we never took out the Truma Gdoilo. I said, let it be Tevel, Atovel, the Truma Gdoilo. When the farmer has Tevel, so unless he takes out Truma Gdoilo, Maisim Risha, Maisim Sheni, or Maisim Rani, whatever, everything is going to be Tevel. And when you give the Maisim Rishon to the Levi, he calls man that he doesn't take out the Maisim and Amaisim, the Truma Smaisim. So that's going to be tevel. So if you have ma'aserishin shenitlo truma, so we only took out the ma'aser and ma'aser, but we never took out the truma gedola. So if you never took out truma gedola, let it be tevel. Gemara says no. The Mishnah is alluding to the din of Reish Lakish. That what? If hikdima b'shibolim, if the Levi wants to get more ma'aserishin. So he goes to the farmer, and usually that's what's going to happen. Why should the farmer be Mishan in the Seder HaMaisus? He knows he's supposed to give Truma Gedola first. So Rashi always says, that's how all the Rishonim say along. The Levi's a wise guy. He goes to the farmer, and he tells him a whole shtickle Torah. That pasuk that says in Shmos chapter Chabez, but Rashi quotes that there's a Lois says, if one is Mishan in the Seder HaMaisus, the love only applies after Miruach. If you're going to be Mishan in the Seder HaFroshis, Bishibolim, before you even separated the Eichel from the Psalas, so then you're not Oiv on the Lav. That's how Rashi writes. You're not Oiv on the Lav. So the Levi goes to the farmer and he coaxes him, do me a favor. He mafrish the Maaser Rishon before you mafrish the Truma Gedola. If you mafrish first Truma Gedola, so he took off 2% of everything. And then you're going to give the Levi. Those were the two opinions in Taisus that we had yesterday. We said that Taisus in Gitna has two opinions. How much Truma Gedola do you give? So the Gemara says normally, Nida Beinin is that everyone gives 2%. One Echad Mechamish. So you can give Chitachas Pateras Kolakri, you can give 99.99% as Truma Gedola, whatever you give, as long as you have Shireh and Nikor. You can't Hamafish call Garna Hoys, call Garna Truma, lo Yosuva lo Klum. You have to have Rashis. It's not called the Truma, it's not called Reishis. Chumash refers to the Truma as Reishis. Reishis, the Gonchav, Sirosh, Chalitzerach. It's only called Reishis if you have something left over. You're going to declare everything is Truma Gedola, so there's nothing left over. It's not a Reishis. So if the farmer's Mafrish 2% as Truma Gedola, how much does he give? Maaser Sheni says Beferish and the Mishnayis. You give 10% of what's left after taking off the Maaser Rishon. You only have 10% of the total amount what you had in the beginning. You only give 10% of what's left after taking off Maaser Rishon. So what about Maaser Rishon? You give 10% of what's left after taking off the Truma Gedola, however much you happen to take. He likes Kohanim. His grandchildren are all Kohanim, whatever. All of his daughters married Kohanim. So he's going to take off 75%. He's going to give as Truma Gedola. And then he's going to give it to his own grandchildren. So after he takes off 75% as Truma Gedola, how much does he take off? He only has left 25 units. How much does he take off now as Maaser Rishon? Does he has 25 units left, so he takes off 2.5. But he say no, he has to take off 10% of what it would have been if theoretically he would have taken off Chitachas Teres Kol HaKri, because that's the minimum that you take off. So that's 2 days in Taisus. Because we know that Maaser Sheni, You don't give 10% of the sum total of everything. Give 10% of what's left after taking off Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon has to be 1/10. But Truma Gedoyla theoretically could have been a Mashul, so it wouldn't change the Cheshbon at all. It could have been a Chitachas. But B'Poel Mamash, nobody gives a Mashul. No one gives a Chitachas. Everybody gives under normal circumstances. You give 2%. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So the Rashi is learning like that. Rashi is assuming like that day, that the Levi is going to lose. If you take off first 2% of Truma Gedoyla, the Levi is not going to get 10%. He's going to get 9.8. So the Levi wants to, and if it's a ton of tefuah that he has, so it's not just, it's going to be 0.2 difference. Instead of getting 10% of everything, he's going to get 9.8. It's going to be 0.2% of a ton of tefuah. So that can come out to be millions of dollars. So it's in the Levi's interest that he should convince the farmer that he should violate the din. Violate the din, we're talking about religious farmers. So he gives and sells a bill of goods, that this Avera of Mayoskov Namach Losa Acher, Mishana, the Seder HaFroshes only applies after already became Dogon. When it's still Bishibolim, so Rashi explains in the Gemara, that's a Harome, it's Harim Lavar, Aladin Shel Losa Acher. But it's not, strictly speaking, it's not a violation. So it's in the interest of the Levi to convince the farmer that he should do this. So he's going to give the Levi 10% of everything. Not going to give him 9.8%. He's going to give him 10% of everything. Then the Levi only has to give 10% of what he got. He doesn't have to give Truma Gedoyla now.
This is a
haram
of a mitzvah, or to avoid a
nisa? This is a haram to avoid a nisa. Right. This is a haram. One, if you do the hafrosha, if the farmer, if you do hafrosha when it's still mechubel karka, it's not chal. But if you do a hafrosha after you were toilish it ben karka, before you did the miruach, before you did the reis ben abayis, the hafrosha is chal. The hafrosha is chal. So Levi rushes to the farmer to encourage him to be mishan of the seid hafroshas before he does the miruach, so he won't be in violation of the din. After he's ready going to do the miruach, he'll be in violation of the halacha. So he coaxes. So haram, in order to avoid violation of an aver, is nishken aver, strictly speaking, is mutter.
He's also missing out on taking truma gedola.
The farmer will give the truma gedola from what he has. Okay. And the lady is part of him giving truma gedola. The mitzvah of truma gedola will be taken care of. The farmer will take truma gedola, but the kohen will get less. Instead of getting 2% of 100 units, he's going to get 2% of 90 units. And then he's going to get 10% of the Maaser Rishon. 10% of the Maaser Rishon is going to get anyway. So the Maaser, the coin is losing out over here. So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah, perhaps that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. If you have Maaser Rishon, which is a little shady story, Shenitlo Truma Soy, they took out the Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon, but they never took out the Truma Gedoyla. And the din is that it's kosher, and even though they should have taken out, that's how the Rambam and the Miri, the Rambam sounds like that, the Miri says so explicitly, you really should take out. Why should you take out? Because of Hefsid Maman HaKoyin. You're cheating the Koyin, cheating the Kohen from the amount of money that they would be entitled to. Take, for example, there is a din, let's say Truma gets mixed in with Chuma. So, normally if an Issa gets mixed in with a Heter, so if it's Lach Balach, they need Shishim. So by Truma, there's a Chumer Midirabbanan that Shishim is not enough, you have to have Meyo. And after you have the Meyo, and the Truma is bottled by Meyo, so then the din is, the Mishnais have Tzorach Lahorim. He's still not allowed to eat it. A non-Kohen is still not allowed to eat the whole Taruvus until he takes out that amount of Truma that fell in. What kind of a din is that Tzorach Lahorim? So the Rishonim all quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Mipnei Gezel HaShevet. We have a din, the Gemara says in the end of Beitzah, let's say I have 5 nickels in the palm of my hand, and then accidentally you drop a nickel in. And now no one can identify, but they're all equally dirty. Nothing is shiny coins. So you can't tell which is my nickel and which is your nickel. So the Gemara says, can I keep all the 6 nickels? Bitl b'roif. Your nickel fell into my 5 nickels. So you say bitl b'roif. So the Gemara has a klal. In the end of Beitza, Mamoin Aloy Batl. The whole din of Bittl only applies to Issa Vehet. It doesn't apply to Mamoin. I can't keep all the money. So the Yerushalmi explains that Truma is number one, Osa Lazar. It's Macholas Asuris, a non-coin is not permitted to eat it. Number two, it's Mamoin HaKoin. So if it, let's say you have some Yayin Shal Truma, falls into regular Yayin. And you have Meyer. The din with the Rabbanan is you have to have Meyer, it's not enough with Shishi. Dimin HaTorah would have been, if Yain falls into Yain, you wouldn't even need Shishin. In HaTorah, we assume that it's Batul Chad B'Trei. But the normal din would have been, if Yain Shalisa falls into Yain Shalheti, you would have needed Shishin by Lach Balach. And by Truma, the din requires that you have to have Meya, Chumra Medir Rabbanim. So even after you have the Meya, so the Yerushalmi says, the Isser of Truma is Batul B'Meya. A Zar is permitted to eat the whole Taruas, but still the Mammon of Truma is not Batul. It's like your nickel falls into my five nickels, so the Gemara says, Mamayna Loi Batul. So here the Yerushalmi says, Truma is always an Isha Mamayna Loi Batul. So the din should have been, I'm allowed to eat. The truma was bottled b'meya, so I should be allowed, I'm the farmer. I should be permitted to drink all of the wine, but I have to make out a check for the kohanim. I give them cash, that the amount of mammon that fell in. So the Tanoim knew that they shouldn't trust people, that there are people who are just careful about b'nonim l'mokams, and they're not careful about b'nonim l'chaveras. So if you're going to tell them that he's allowed to drink all the wine, but he has to make out a check and give it to the Kohanim, I'll give him $5 for the corresponding to the $5 worth of wine that fell in, the Truma wine that fell in, so he's going to forget about giving the $5. It's only been Adam Lachaber, it's not been Adam Lamakam, it's not so important. So the Tanoi made a Chumra with the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to eat the whole Tarubis until you make out a check. No, they're going to say, till you make out a check, till you pay the money. So everyone's going to realize that that's a hoax, that's not for real. It means that the Isser is bottle is just an issue of Maman. It's a Vaita. Those who don't care about Benal Machaveh is not going to care. So they made it, they clothed the din in terms of Isser Heta. They said, it's considered as if it's not bottle until you tzorach lohar, until you have to be mafrish again. You have to be mafrish. You can't just make out a check and pay money to the car. You have to take out that amount of wine that fell in, and as if you're mafrish truma, and you give that to the kohen. Because when you're not mafrish truma, everything is awesome. As if the taruvus is still awesome.
The kohen's, I don't know, it's a
davar shebaminyan,
so I mean, it's a pshita
that would need
bottle.
What's a davar shebaminyan?
The
kohen's,
a
davar shebaminyan,
the thing that can count, so that's a
pshita beinat
b'avos.
That's a good point. Taisus, in the end of Ne'ilah, there's a mishnah about a hegdish like a coin got mixed in with other coins. So the Mishnah says that it's not bottle. So Taisus considers it a davish of the minion there. That's an interesting point. I don't know. Okay, not a coin. The Gemara's mashal is coins. So he's saying if it's fruit, if it's not a coin, if something else. Okay, good point. Maybe an additional reason. Not only is it mamayna loy bottle, it may be considered cash, may be considered a davish of the minion as well. Okay. So just...
That's not the logic of why the Gemara is saying
Ma'amar no
bottle, because you can count it.
No, because the din of Bittel Berai was only formulated for Yisra Veheta in Yeridei. It was never formulated in Chayshim Mishpat. No, that's not why. That's an additional reason. Another reason, because it's maybe a Dovah Shem
Emini. Why didn't the Chacham introduce the Chumra to make Truma bottle Meir?
Why?
Why did they see the reason?
They made an asmachta on a pasuk. Why did they make an asmachta on a pasuk? I don't know. The pasuk says you have to take out ma'isem and ha'ma'isem. So ma'isem and ha'ma'isem is 1% of everything. So the Gemara views it as if the drasha from the Tanoim. But the Gemara might appear as if it's a din deraisa. The Tosis proves from the Gemara it's only midirabban. The whole pasuk is only an asmachta. So it means like this: let's say the farmer has 100 units of peiros that grew. And then it's going to be mafrish 10% as ma'aser rishon, then 10% of that is ma'aser mina ma'aser. So why do you ever have to be mafrish ma'aser mina ma'aser? Why don't you say it's batel b'raya? So the answer is because you don't have meya, you only have 99 against it. If you would have had 100 against it, then it would have been batel b'raya. That's not the real reason why. What do you mean batel b'raya? Batel b'raya only applies if something was awesome and then it fell in. But if it wasn't awesome in the first place, everything is tevel, until you mafrish the ma'aser rishon, until you mafrish the ma'aser mina ma'aser. But it's not the Chachamim made an asmachta on that pasuk. I don't know. Mochomer. Truma is Mochomer, because if a Zar eats Truma, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's why they decided to be Machmer more in the Bittul. And then the Gemara says, by Orlon, Klei HaKerem, Truma is only Asa B'Achila Mutabano. Orlon, Klei HaKerem is not only Asa B'Achila, it's Asa B'Ano. So there they were Kaifuli Surah. There they said you need Masayim to be Mevatla. Based on the first asmachta, based on the first chumra mid rabbanon, that in order to be mevatel truma, you have to have neya. So then they said, chumra tap of a chumra, in order to be mevatel lord lankla, you have to have masayim, because that's double as chumra as truma.
So these are
in a certain sense not double as chum. There's no bisa b'day shemayim by your adlan play a care. But it's also banot. So that's the loshen agamar. Kafal isur is a kafal aliyosa. They double the amount that you need for bita.
So these 100 and 200 numbers weren't based on actually being the arise. They just got the numbers from the last half of the pasuk.
Yeah, there's no din deraisa at all. No din deraisa at all. So we know that there is such a din that even when the truma is bottled b'neya, sarech laharim. Why? So the Bishalmi says, because of gezel hashevet, because mamayna like bottle. When the truma becomes bottled, only the yisad heter aspect of it becomes bottled. But the momentous aspect does not become bottled. So the same over here, the Rambam is very strongly mashman. And Miri spells it out explicitly. He doesn't say that's what the Rambam means. But once you see the mirror, you see that that's what the Rambam probably means also. If the former is Mishana, the Seder HaHafroshes, basically he cheated and cut. So even though, strictly speaking, you don't have to be mafrish, the Levi doesn't have to be mafrish 2% of what he got as Maisa Rishon. He does not have to be mafrish, it is Truma G'dayla. All he has to take out is Maisa Mina Maisa. He doesn't have to take out the Truma G'dayla B'Toyra's Tevel. He doesn't have to, but he has to be mafrish the Torah's cheating the Mominus. It's not fair to cheat the Kohanim. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. If the Levi ate the Maiserishon Shenitla Trumasa V'Lai Nitla Mimenu Truma G'dayla, and he's really doing an Avla, he's cheating the Kohen. And Yosha dictates that he should make good to the Kohen. He's the one who encouraged the farmer to be Mishana to say the half rushes. So he really cheated the Kohen. So Yosha dictates that she really reimbursed the Kohen. She should make out a check to the Kohen, give him the amount that he's being mafsed them. And he didn't do it, and he went ahead and he ate the Maiserishon. So strictly speaking, since al pi halacha it's kosher, does not consider that he ate non-kosher food. That's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. And then when this sefer of the Mishnah gives the contrast, if he ate Maiserishon sheloi nitla trumasai, so what does it mean there? So there the Gemara says, it means she nitla mimenu, the expression and the ratio in the sefer does mean the same. We're trying to point that. And the ratio it says Maiserishon she nitla trumasai, means that Maisa Mana Maisa was taken out, but he's still ba'avling, he's still cheating the coin, a hepsid lam. Nitla Trumasa, it means that Trumas Maisa was taken out. In the Sefer it says, Maisa Vishen Shiloi Nitlo Trumasa, means Maisa Mana Maisa was taken out, but they hadn't taken out Truma Gedayla. So the Loshan of the Mishnah is not parallel. The way the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah, there is no parallel. In the Reisha, when it says Maiserishon shenitla mimenu trumasai, refers to the trumas maisa was taken out and the truma gedola was not taken out. And the sefer when it says Maiserishon shaloi nitla trumasai, so the Gemara interprets that it's referring to the case here. The Gemara says pshita amem zainam abeis on the third wide line. You have the narrow lines and the wide lines and the very wide lines and the intermediate size lines. So in the third wide line it says Maiserishon v'chule pshita with lainitlo trumasa sotz tevel loitzvicha kagon sheikdimo bikri. He took out the Levi took out Maisa mena Maisa, but he didn't take out truma gedola. Ma'u detema, one might have thought kedoma le rapapa labai, one might have thought like rapap viskasha, the last line of mem zayin and manala. Why do you only tell me Higdimo Bishibalim? If the farmer was mafrish the Maiserishon before the Truma Gedola, Bishibalim, before he even did Mira. But if he's Magdim the Maiserishon to the Truma Gedola after Bikri, then you have to be mafrish everything. So the Gemara says, Ma with the Tamer one might have thought like Rapapa's Kasha. So Kamash Malon the Mishnah is telling me, Kiddushani like Abaye answered. That's not correct. We have a pasuk that says that in such a case you still have to be mafresh to Truma G'dayla. So the Rabbi Yehuda points out that the Loshon HaMishnah is not parallel the way the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah. When it first says Maiserishon shenitla trumas, so it means you took out trumas maiser, and you didn't take out Truma G'dayla because strictly speaking you don't have to, and he said they had the terms. Then in the Sefer when it says Maiserishon shelo nitla trumasai means you didn't take out truma gedayla, even though you did take out maiser mamasai. So there's no parallel. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda explains it's not a kasha. In the reisha, you're talking about Higdim of the Shibalim. So the only truma that you have to take out from the Maaser Rishon is the Trumas Maaser. So Maaser Rishon, Shenitla Truma, so you took out its truma, the truma of the Maaser Rishon, which is normally the truma of the Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Mena Maaser. In the Sefer, you talk about Higdim of the Kri. So the Chiyav already was called to be Machrish the Truma Gdoyla. And then if, so the farmer, we really violated the din. He's Mishan of the Seder HaMaisers. He's Mafresh, the Maaser Rishon, before the Truma Gdoyla. He violated the din of Lo Se'achir. So when it says, Sheloi Nitla Truma So, it's Truma, the first Truma that you become Chuyvin is Truma Gdoyla. So it means, even though the Truma Maaser was taken out, but the Nitla Truma So, its Truma was not taken out, means the Truma that was Chal first. The Chiyav Truma was Chal before the Chiyav. Maisa mana maisa only chal after you mafrish maisa rishon. Before you mafrish maisa rishon, it's very chayv to take out truma gedoyla. So that's why the Mishnah is a little bit deceiving. The way Gemara interprets the Mishnah, so it throws you off a little bit. We mentioned yesterday that this whole Gemara appears also on Masechah Shabbos, and in Shabbos Kuchav Zayin Amud Beis, there's a little thesis where they have two opinions how to translate. The top line, Amem Zayin Amud Beis over here, Marois, Hayidgen Mahalo Yidgen. What does it mean, Idgen? So Rashi translates, Hayidgen, Mishor Shinis Marech Bikri, Nasa Dogon. From the moment of Miruach An, this din doesn't apply. That you only have to be Mafrish, Maisem and Amaisem, you don't have to be Mafrish, Truma Gdoilo. This is only before Miruach. After Miruach, the din is different. So Tosis has two opinions. That's one opinion. The other opinion is no. When the Gemara says Ha Yidgin V'Hai Lo Yidgin, it's not to be taken literally. Miruach, before Miruach, after Miruach. It means after Rias Pnei Abayis. Because we know the din is that even after Miruach, up until Rias Pnei Abayis, strictly speaking, there's no Chiyav Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maisus. And if someone will eat the Tevel before Rias Pnei Abayis, it won't be Chai Misa B'Dei Shamayim. One eats Tevel as Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So that only applies after Miruach with Rias Pnei Abayis. So one opinion in Tosis is that Hayidgen Hayidgen Lav Dafke means Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. Why? Because that's this man. I'll begin. Why is the one opinion in Tosis that despite the fact that for purposes of Isa Tevel for the Misa B'Dei Shamayim feeding Tevel and the Mitzvah Safrosha, Chayv Safrosha, you really need Miruach plus Rias Pnei Abayis. How come over here this din changes at the moment of Miruach? Why should this din change? So that's what we explained yesterday, based on a Pirush HaMishnayos, Laharama Man Trumas. We have a din midrabbanon that if you did miruach and you didn't do Rias Pnei Abayis yet, so you're not allowed to eat the tevel achilas keva. Achilas aroi is mutter, and achilas keva is also. It's a din midrabbanon. Minatari, even achilas keva is mutter, but midrabbanon, it's only mutter achilas aroi, achilas keva is also. What's called keva? So either a person eats a lot of it, or whatever he eats on Shabbos is called keva. If he cooks it, bishul is kaveya. If he sells it, so the customer who buys it, mekach is kaveya. Different things that are kaveya, a whole list of things. So we pointed out, it's a very strange din. Where do you ever find an isa derabban? Let's say, basa b'chalav is only awesome in Atar if you have meat from an animal with milk. What if you cook chicken with milk? So we paskem, achleg satanayim, we paskem, it's only basa b'chalav derabban. Anybody ever come up with such an einfall that Basa B'chol of Rabban is only us, Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Mutter? You never heard such a din. Macholas Asu, let's say, Gid Anash is awesome and Atar, Shuman Agid is awesome at the Rabbanim. The Shuman on top of the Gid is awesome at Rabban. Anybody ever come up with such an einfall? Shuman Agid is only us, Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Mutter. Mazeh, such a strange din. They made a din with the Rabbanim that Tevel is us, Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Mutter. What in the world is it based on? You never find any din like that. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and Trumas understood, no, this is a din deraisa. From this din derabbanan, you can learn out what was the din deraisa before they made all the din derabbanan. So the Rambam explained, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came deraisa, Tikkun, what's the din deraisa? You only chai misa b'dei shamayim if you eat the tevel after miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. Why? The answer is because whatever you eat before Rias Pnei Abayis is labeled by the Torah as achilas aroi. Even if you eat a ton of it, it's always declared as achilas aroi. The isa deraisef tevel is only achilas keva. But whereas on the level of deraisa, it's never called achilas keva unless you have this formality. First you had miruach and then you have Rias Pnei Abayis. So the Rabbanan, they said there are other things that are koveya. So it's not that they invented a whole din. Only achilas kevel is awesome, achilas arai is mutum. No, that's the definition of the din deraisa. Kevel is only awesome and atayra achilas kevel. And whereas on the level of the rice, it's only considered achilas kevel. If you first had miruach, followed with riyas b'nei abayis, and the rabbanon, they said, if you eat on Shabbos, if you eat a lot, if you're mekach, if you're salted, melach, or a whole bunch of things that are kaveil. So we say like that, then you understand the Tosis very well. Tosis had one opinion, ha yidgin, v'hai lo yidgin. So Tosis learns like our Rashi, mishor shenis mareach, the din changes. Why? Why does the din change after miruach? So Tosis explains there on Shabbos, a tiny little Tosis, kuf chazayinam and beis. So Tosis explains, because after the miruach, it really, the ochel is really tevel. It's just that you didn't do the riyas p'nei abayis yet. So what does that mean? It means the cheftze is fully roi l'achila. Kozman that is, we said yesterday, the different stages. If you have tvua that's growing in the ground and it didn't have havoa shlish, it didn't grow one third of its full size, then it's called eitz. So even if you detach it, you do miruach, and yes, it's not chayvin shum samaisus, it's called eitz. What if it did grow shlish bishulo, had havoa shlish, but it's still attached to the ground? So the din is that the hafrosh is not chal. Kozman is attached to the ground, it's not called eichel. After you attach it, so if you lead it before miruach, if you leave the tevel before miruach, you say also, there's no iser of tevel because I treat it as if it were eitz. Even though you had havoah shlish and you had the tlisha detached from the ground, when you get to the iser of achilas tevel, I say it's considered eitz. But once you did the miruach, miruach means you separated the eichel from the psovus and you put it in a neat pile. So once you did miruach, even though you didn't do the riyas p'nei abayis, the cheftz of eichel is 100% ready already. So really it should have been an iser tevel. The only thing is that there's no way in the world, the way the Rambam looks at it, there's no way in the world that it's possible to violate the iser achilas tevel. Because the iser achilas tevel, the rice is only achilas keva. And the halacha says, however much you're going to eat before riyas p'nei abayis is always declared automatically as achilas haroi. But basically the cheftz is the cheftz of tevel. That's what the one day in Tosis says. When the Gemara says, my roi is hayidgin, v'hai lo yidgin, it's to be taken literally. It means after miruach, even before riyas p'nei abayis. Even though normally, miruach alone doesn't change the din on the level of deraisa. We're talking about a din deraisa over here. You have to have miruach with riyas p'nei abayis to declare that the chayvus hafrosh is chal, that it has the full din of tevel. But when you get to this din, Higdimo Bikri, even though the Kri didn't yet have a Riyas B'nei Abayis, Higdimo Bikri, you would have to be mafresh the Truma Gedolah later on from the Maaser Rishon. Why? Because the Cheftz is already Tevel. The only thing is it's impossible if anybody ever to violate the Yisra Achilas Tevel, because whatever you're going to eat is automatically going to always be declared by definition as Achilas Aroi. Without Riyas B'nei Abayis, it's always called Achilas Aroi. But the Cheftz is a Cheftz of Tevel, so that's what Tosfos has one day, that you take the Gemara literally. Hayidgin. After Miruach, the din deraisa changes. The other day, Tosfos says, no, it's lav dafka. When it says in Gemara, Hayidgin, it doesn't really mean Miruach. It means Miruach with Riyas p'nei abayis. Like usually the din is. That the din of Tevel sets in after Miruach plus Riyas p'nei abayis. The Gemara continues to comment on the Mishnayis. The Mishnah gave the case, a chiddush, that if a person eats ma'aser sheni chutz li'Yerushalayim, it's not kosher, unless he's poyder. Nu, it's a pshita, it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's ata kesa b'yadecha. If you poyder the ma'aser sheni, a hegdush. Hegdush has an isa kodesh on it, but if you poyder them in a hegdush, then you're permitted to eat. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? If you eat ma'aser sheni chutz li'Yerushalayim, or you eat hegdush, doesn't matter where you eat it. So if you were poyder in advance, then it's mutter, 100% mutter. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah that is mitztaref to zimun? So the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is that sometimes if the farmer is poided his own ma'aser sheni, or a person was magdish something, and then he wants to be poided from hegdish. So then the Chumash says, ha-magdish mosif chumash. The farmer, if he's ish gigal mi maestro, if he's poided his own ma'aser sheni, the pasuk says at the end of B'chul Kosai, he has to add on chumash, or ha-magdish mosif chumash, if he was the one who was magdish, and if his stranger was poided him in a hegdish, he's not Moisil Chaymish. If the one who is Magdish, or the farmer himself, is played in the Moisil Sheni, is Moisil Chaymish. So the Gemara has a suffix In Perek HaZohar, whether Tosef is Chaymish, is Ma'akev or not, that din in the Chumash, that you have to be Moisim Chaymish, is that only L'chatchila, or is that even B'niyevet? So that's what our Mishnah is telling us, Kamash Mulan, Dein HaChaymish Me'akev, even though there's something shady over here, he ate, let's say the farmer was paid the Maisu Sheni, it's worth $10, so he gives $10. The din requires he should give an additional $2.50 as the Chomish. Chomish means 25%. After you give the $12.50, so the $2.50 will be one-fifth of the sum total of the amount that you're giving. So, let's say the farmer gave $10, and he wants to know, is he allowed to eat the food? We say, no, you're not allowed to eat the food. You have to be Maisiv Chomish. Give another, set aside another $2.50. Or he was paid a Hegdish. You give the Gizba the head, the $10 to buy you whatever. Gizba has a salami sandwiches, a tuna fish sandwiches, whatever. Someone donated the Hegdish. He's auctioning off to the highest bidder. So I gave him, that case, if I'm not the one who has Magdish, it's I'm not Moisiv Chomish. I donated it. I had a restaurant. I donated all the tuna fish sandwiches. And then the Gizba auctions off to the highest bidder. Then he has three sandwiches left that no one wants to buy. So I say, okay, I'll buy it back from the Hegdish. So the din is when I buy it back, I was the Magdish. When I buy it back, it's not enough that I give the going price. I give the $10. I have to give an additional $2.50. So you only give him $10, and the Gizba says, wait a minute, you owe me another $2.50. I'm Magdish Moisil Chomish. So I said, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't have the $2.50 now. I'll see you tomorrow. So the din is l'chatchila, I'm not supposed to eat the sandwich. I'm over the din of Tosefes Chomish. The din of Chomish is not only, you give it in one shot. You should have given $12.50 in one shot. But once you gave $10, b'diyevet it's already nifted. No. B'diyevet it's nifted, but the din l'chatchila is still kayam. That's l'chatchila. You have to still give the $2.50. After you ate it up already, then it's too late to give the $2.50. But Kozman, you didn't eat it yet. So the din says, the gizba screams, don't eat the sandwich. You owe me another $2.50. L'chatchila, the correct pinyon is with $12.50, not with $10. So I don't listen to the gizba. I violate the din l'chatchila. So that's what the Mishnah says, but for the evidence kosher. For the evidence kosher. Even though by my eating it, I made it impossible for me to fulfill the din of Tosefes Chomish l'chatchila. But for the evidence kosher, that's the Mishnah. Ba'ashamash ochel kezayis, yeah. How much do you have to eat in order to bench mezuman? So that's a machlekes hatanoim, the last line of the Mishnah. Kama mezam, nemad kezayis, rav yudah, nemad kibetz. The machlekes, the Gemara is going to explain, the machlekes hatanoim in the last line in the Mishnah, mem heimer aleph, is not really a machlekes in zimun, it's a machlekes in birchas hamazon in general. How much do you have to eat in order to be chayiv to bench minat Torah? Those are the two ways to read the Gemara later on. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that the machlekes are mayor of Yudah is a machlekes on the level of their Isa. How do you read the Pesukim? On the Mem Tes on the base right before the Mishnah. So one time it says, V'achalto ein achil b'chusim mikazayis. So you eat a kazayis and chayiv to bench minat Torah. Then it says v'savota. So what does v'savota mean? So v'savota, that Tana says, goes on shtia. If you only have bread and you didn't have anything to drink, then you're not chayiv to bench minat Torah. But if you had a kazais of bread, and achil b'chusim kazais, and you had a drink, so you're chayiv to bench minat Torah. The other Tana disagrees and he says no. The other Tana disagrees and says no. Achil sheyesh bos v'achalta would have meant kazais. Now that it says v'savota, means two kazais. And two kazaisim is kibetz. That's a shayla. Is that correct? How many zeisim are there in a beitza? Two zeisim or three zeisim in a beitza? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that v'chalta would have meant, if it would have said v'chalta alone, would have meant ein achil b'chus mikazais. Now that it says v'savata, means you have to have more than that, so you need two kazaisim. Okay. Or if you hold that there were three kazaisim in a beitza, so you're moving up to the next shear. We don't have any halacha that depends on two kazaisim. So maybe a kibetza really is three kazaisim, but when you're saying v'chalta would have meant kazais, now that it's a savata, means something more, so it doesn't make sense to say two kazais. So you jump to the next shear, and the next level shear will be kibetz. Okay. So the simple reading of the Gemara here implies that it's a machlekes on the level of their isa. I think Gemara says before that minat Torah, one is only obligated to recite birchas hamazon their isa if you eat kedesh tzvia. That was the Gemara chof from a base. Omer Malach HaShem HaFnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, right before, a few lines before the Mishnah, on Daf Chof Amud Beis. The angel Zesk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's described as Shalis HaFonim, Leikach Shechad, and he tells the Kohanim to give a blessing to Mirei, so Yisa HaShem Ponim Elech, V'yasem L'cha Shalom. How can it be Yisa HaShem Ponim Elech, if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not nice upon him to anybody? So he says, how can I not be, Heich, V'chi Yilayas HaPonim L'Yisrael? They go Lefnei Mishur HaSadim, I command in the Molim Yachalta V'Savata V'Rachta, and they're medactic to recite Birch Zamaz and Midirabonim. They volunteer that they Midirabonim. Afilat Kezais, Afilat Kibetz. So the Gemara there presents it that Kezais and Kibetz are the whole Machlokes Amir Abiyud is only Midirabonim. On the level of the Raisa, you have to have Kedestri. So Taisus on Mem Tesla and Base reinterprets the whole Gemara here that it should fit in with the previous Gemara. Taisus Mem Tesla and Base, the Mamaska, Reb Meir saw. The Tosfos refers you to the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara says that anything less than Kedesh is only Midirabban. So they reinterpret the whole Gemara is talking about Asmachtus Midirabban. And other Mishnayim disagree. The Rabbi Natam disagrees. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch calls the Rabbi Natam Paskins that Kazayis is their Eis. Even if you didn't have Kedesh Svi. Rabbi Natam understood that these two Gemaras are Chelek, that Gemara Chof Amud Beis requires Kedesh Svi. That's one opinion. And the Gemara Mem Tesla Amud Beis is a different opinion that Kezayis, the Kezayis, Machleg Zamer Abiyud is a Machleg Zan Allah 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 Dereis.
According to the Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Shela from the Chof
Amud Beis? Yeah, he disagrees. That Gemara clearly disagrees. That Gemara holds that you only hype the bench if you had Kedei Sviya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there are three opinions on the level of Dereis. Kezayis, Kedeitz, or Kedei Sviya. According to the other Taisus, Taisus pushed everything in together that the Gemara in Daf Chof is Muskam L'chol HaDeis. The only bench for Natar if you ate Kedei Sviya. The Gezayik Tzibetz is only the Rabbanon, and the Gemara Mem Tesson and Beis is making Asmachtus for the Din the Rabbanon. But the Rabbi Natam learns clearly, no, there are three different opinions over here. How much do you have to eat in order to bench for Natar?
And he
paskins
like
the mayor. And he paskins Kezayis, yeah. He paskins Kezayis based on the story of Yana. Based on the story on Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph, on the last line of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells a whole story, a whole group of Yareh v'Chaverev had a whole party. They were eating and drinking and they ate way Kedei Sviya. And then they needed someone, they didn't know how to bench. So they called on Shimon Ben Shetach, was the brother-in-law of Yareh HaMelech, so they got him out from hiding. Yareh HaMelech had killed all the Tanoim, so he left his brother-in-law alive. So he came out of hiding and he benched to them. So the Gemara says that the wheat paskal halacha, you can only bench for the others if you ate a kazayis of bread. If you didn't have a kazayis of bread, you can't bench to be mitzvah to the others. So Rashi quotes the kasha from the halacha's gedolos. How can I, who only ate kazayis bread, be mitzvah to the others, wait a whole meal for day sviya? I'm only mechuyif to bench from the rabbanon, then mechuyif to bench from the Torah. How does it work? So there's a whole literature on the daf, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh. In the Balamor, they have a whole literature. So Rabbi Tam says that's the answer. We pass from Kezayis as Minatar. So the one who ate Kezayis can be mitzvah to the others, even though they ate Kedei Sviya. They're all in the same boat. They all have the same level of Chiyav Minatar. So whatever it is, there's a machlokes Satanaim. How much bread? How much bread you have to eat in order to be obligated to bench Birchas Hamazon? So it's not really a machlokes Satanaim in Mizumin. So machlokes Satanaim, either on a level of the rice or on a level of the rabbanon, how much bread you have to eat in order to be chayv to bench Birchas Hamazon. So what is it doing in the Mishnah? Ad kama mezamnim? It's not really correct. Ad kama mezamnim should be ad kama mevorchim. So Tosfos raises the question, and then Tess on the base, the little Tosfos, on the side, on the margin. They refer you to this Tosfos. So the Tosfos says, who had din Birchas Hamazon below zimun? Machlokes Satanaim goes on benching, it doesn't go on mezumin. But the Mishnah puts it on mezumin because one might have thought mistakenly that the Machlokes Satanaim, Ramei Rav Yudah, where the Kezayis and Kebetz, so that's how much you have to eat in order to bench. But in order to bench mezumin, you need Shloshe Shochel Ka'achas, you have to eat together with Kviyas. So just like if you eat non-kosher food, Kesher Rishon Amen Amen Aminyan, it's considered as if each one is eating on his own, there's no Kviyas. I would have thought it's only called the kviyas if you have a kedei sviya, or you have to have a kebetza or something. Kazayis is not enough. Maybe kebetza is not enough. You need more. So the Mishnah records not kama mezamnim, the same applies to satanaim, but kama mevorchim is the same shayla kama mezamnim. You shouldn't distinguish between the two. You shouldn't say that you need more in order to recite mezumen, that it should be called shlosh shachol kachas and achila bekviyas. You shouldn't think that you need more. So, and then the Mishnah continues, Hashem shachol kazayis. The Mishnah is already assuming that we know the answer is kazayis. We pass on halacha ma'aseh kazayis. Hakama mezamnim at kazayis. We pass on like Reb Meir over here, not like Reb Yudah. Usually we don't pass on. Usually Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, halacha Reb Yudah. This is an exception to the rule. They hear it's machlek Sameir, Reb Yudah. We pass on like Reb Meir. That if you have a kazayis, you bench number one, and number two, you bench mezumen. So that's what the Gemara asks. What does it say on the third line of the Mishnah? Hashem shachol kazayis. Whoever eats kazayis is mitzvah. What's the chiddush? Ma'ika mashmalim. So the Gemara says, yeah, one might have thought if the people are sitting and eating together and they ate a kazayis, okay. In the top of Mem Zayin on the base, on the fifth line from the top. Sham shachol kazayis pshito. That's the last line in the Mishnah. If you have a kazayis, we pask and you bench mezumen. So why does it repeat? Hashem shachol kazayis is a repeat of the last line in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, ma'ad etem shamish loy kova. You have to have shloshu shachol kachas. You have to be eating bikvias. The Shams is the waiter. So basically you have shnayim shachol kachas. Two people are eating in a restaurant. And then there's a third guy who's waiting on them. He's walking in and out, he's nibbling a little bit of bread. So kamash malon, that even though he's not sitting down, he's not eating bikvias, and all he ate was it, because he didn't eat a whole meal. So I would have thought it's a tarta l'reyusa, is running in and out, and he's not sitting down, and he only had a kazayis. I would have thought that it's not called kachlas. Kamashmal and the Mishnah that it is. Even though he's running back and forth, and he only had a kazayis, it's still called shlosh shachol kachas.
Let's start here dealing shamish, or is it in Hilikulam? Because, like, for example, if you have somebody, let's say two boyfriends sitting eating, and a third one happens to come and run and eat a little bit, they have a gazimon, and then
we're going to have to learn. The first thesis in the Perek discusses that. What are the? You need some more details of what's called shlosh shachol kachas. Let's say three people are reading in the cafeteria at three different tables. And this guy's reading a Hamavasa, the other guy's reading a commentary, the other guy's reading a Chumash. They have nothing to do with each other. One is from IBC, one is from JSS, and one is from Beis Medrash, whatever. They have nothing to do. Then all of a sudden they finish, everybody finishes eating and reading at the same time. So do they bench mezumen or not? Is that called shlosh shachol kachas? They have nothing to do with each other. So we'll have to learn the thesis. That's an important time. That's the first thesis in the Perek that's going to talk about that. The Gemara said before, Tais is going to repeat it again over here. The Gemara said before, Hesebu en lo hesebu lo. You need Hesebu. Without Hesebu, you can't be Moitzi the other without Moitzi lechem en haaretz. Then the Gemara talks about Hesebu en lo hesebu lo. Without Hesebu, you can't bench mezumen. So which is it? Does it go on being Moitzi the other with Moitzi lechem en haaretz? Does it go on benching mezumen? So Tais says it goes on both. Tais is on the Mishnah. Hesebu echem avarach v'kulam. The bottom Tais is on Mem Beis Amid Aleph, says it goes on both. And then they prove it from the Gemara. And then on the Gemara, Mem Beis Amid Beis, the bottom Tais says they repeat it again. Hashtenichu had the parish memastinsim, what we said on the Mishnah, that it goes on both. Because it didn't really should have been that you can't be moitzi the others with benching. Benching mezumen, you have one person say the benching for the whole group. And on moitzi, you have one person say moitzi for the whole group. So really, both of those should not be acceptable. That was the Yerushalmi that the Ran quoted at the end of Rosh Hashanah. That when it comes to eating food, you can't be moitzi somebody else. Min haTorah, you do say Shemei HaKoina, but min the Rabbanon, we shouldn't permit Shemei HaKoina, because if you're eating yourself, so you should say the bracha yourself. So it's an exception to the rule. If it's a whole chabura together, let me say the chabura together is offering one hamoitzi. The chabura together is offering one bichas hamoitzi. So that's why the rules and regulations are the same. You have to have either hasebu, or even if it's not hasebu, but they announced in advance, Nezel and Nechel Beduch Taplan. That was the Gemara story. When they went to the funeral of Rav on the way back, so they stopped to have a bite to eat. So they all made up, Nezel and Nechel Lachto Beduch Taplan. Let's go eat on the Har Danek. Where was it? By the bank of the river Danek. And then there was no Haseba. Everybody was sitting on the grass in a different location. So the Gemara says, if you make an announcement in advance, nezel and echol lachma beduch taplan, that's also considered a tziruf together. So Tais is going to go through the rules and regulations over here also. When is it possible to bench mezumin? So then the Mishnah continues, Hakusi. Hashem Shachal Pachat, the Sefer of the Mishnah draws the contrast. The Reisha has by the Tani letter Talon, Hashem Shachal Kazayis is Mitzdar. And then in the Sefer you have Hashamish Shachal Pachas Mikazayis is not Mitzdar of the Zimah. So that's what the Rishonim all said. The Gemara doesn't explain. Why was that repeated? That's just Agav Drorim. We don't see any need to repeat that line. Hashem Shaloyachal Kazayis. Gemara said, Pshita. I did Tana Reisha Kazayis, Tana Sefer Pachas Mikazayis. That line of the Mishnah doesn't teach me anything. And it's very strange. Why did the Mishnah write a line totally unnecessary? It's just a repeat of the first line. Then it says, Hakusi, by the tiny letter Hey. Hakusi Mizam Nimolov, and by the tiny letter Zayin, Hanochri, Em Zam Nimolov. A contrast between a Kusi and a Nochri. Who's the Kusi? So the Kusim are biblical nation. They were imported to Eretz Yisrael from the city Kusa, Chutzlaretz, and they were of the Avodah Zarah. They were not Jewish. And then they're being attacked by lions in Eretz Yisrael, which is a very rare phenomenon. We're not aware, we never heard of any lions roaming around in the streets in Eretz Yisrael. So they took it that it's a Lakei Haaretz, it's out to get them, that the God of Eretz Yisrael is the God of the Jewish people. They better convert to Judaism. So the Pasuk says they converted. And they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So obviously there was never any Kabbalah on mitzvahs from day number one. So the whole Geiris was Gir Shaloi Kalocha, as the Israeli government called it. Gir Kalocha, Gir Shaloi Kalocha. That was Gir Shaloi Kalocha. There was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. But as far as the lions were concerned, that was acceptable. So the lions stopped attacking them. But the Rabbonim were not satisfied. So the Rabbonim did not consider them Jewish. And after many generations go by, comes in the period of the Tanayim, they're keeping all the mitzvahs to a certain extent. The mitzvahs that they're observing, the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the mitzvahs, she didn't think about Kusim, Harbim, Medak, Bekemhem, Yosem, Yisrael. They're like a Bali Chuvim. They're more frum than a normal Jew. And the other things from the Torah Shabbat Peh, they don't keep it all. So the Tanayim were trying to figure out what changed. And from the very beginning, when they originally converted in the days of the Tanakh and Sefer Melachim, they were still worshipping Avodah Zarah. So there never was a Kabbalah on mitzvahs in the first place. How come over here, so many generations later, how come all of a sudden now they're keeping many mitzvahs, even to a greater extent than the Jews are? So there was a historical machloikah satanaim. What happened over the course of the generation? So the Tanaim had a machloikah. Somehow they must have been Megayir a second time. And there must have been, the second time, there must have been a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. If they would have not been Megayir a second time, it doesn't make sense. Why are they keeping all the mitzvahs? They were of the Avodah Zarah from day number one. The other Tanaim said no. They were hanging around in Eretz Yisrael for so long, so things rubbed off. Things rubbed off on them. So that was a machlokes, where the Kusim Geiri Yemes or Kusim Geiri Aroi say. The original conversion, the original in the days of the Tanakh, that was Mamish Geri Arroyas, they only converted, the lions stopped attacking them, there never was a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and Tosis points out that Geris for sure was worthless. That for sure was not the, if you have a Ger and there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs, so the Geris is not Chal at all. There's a, Mechaber quotes a line from the Rambam, that if you have a Ger who converts and there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs, so b'dievad the Geris is good. So this is a fella, how can it be? It's against all of Shas. It's impossible. How can you have a gear without Kabbalah on mitzvahs? So Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and everybody says, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he heard from his father, that's the Poshim Shas. It doesn't mean a gear without Kabbalah on mitzvahs. It means the dramatic formality of Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that the gear is in the mikvah up to his neck. And then you ask him, he's up to his neck in the water. And then you say, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in monotheism? Do you accept Torah and Hashemayim? He promised to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. So the whole drama of the Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that's not Miyake. But you have to know, they have to have spoken to him in advance. Without the drama, they have to have spoken to him in advance to know that the person is really accepting all the mitzvahs. If you have a ger who plans to worship Avodah Zarah to be Mechal Shabbos and be Treifis, so the whole ger is not valid at all. Of course it's no good. That's elementary in the Gemara. So the Machlokes HaTanoim, that's how Tosis writes in Yevamos and in sukkah of Ches on the base. Yivam Mistaisis writes like that. Machlekes Hatanoim is a historical machlekes, not a halachic machlekes. Historical machlekes, what the Kusin Geri Emes, the Kusin Geri Arayis, should be assumed that Shuvn is Gairu. There was a second Geris, at which time there was a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, so should be assumed that no. Everything was based on the initial Geris in the days of Tanakh, and that was meaningless. So the Kusim Geri Arayis, the Goyim Gurim, the Oilam Bot. So we pass from Alocha the Kusim Geri Emes. But that's where the Mishnah makes a contrast. Kusim Shachal Kazai is Mitzdarif. Kusim is Amnimolav. But Hanokri, Eim is Amnimolav. A non-Jew is not Mitzdarif to Zimun, even if he wants to volunteer. Let's say he's preparing himself to convert. This fellow who visits sometimes. So he's preparing to convert. So he davens. He davens a lot of time. So you cannot be mitzarif him to a zimun because he's not kozman, he didn't convert, so he's not Jewish. But for be a kusi already did convert. Kusi is Jewish already. So we assume that kusim are geri emesim. Yeah, kusim are Jewish. So the Rishonim point out that this was only up until the days of Rav Meir. This is a Mishnah Keduma. This is an old Mishnah before the days of Rav Meir, because the Gemara says in the first Perek in Chulin that a mayor was very suspicious of this group of the kusim. And he sent some students to watch what's going on there. So he came to the realization that some of them, a small group of the Kusim, used to worship at the Musiyona and Hagrizim, used to worship Avodah Zarah. So Rav Meir is the one who's Chayish Lemiyuta. So Rav Meir declared all the Kusim have din ka'akum, l'chol devrein. He declared all the Kusim have a din like a goy. So Bizman Hazeh, if you have people who are Kusim, even though we don't pass like Rav Meir, Rav Meir Chayish Lemiyuta. The Gemara says that it's Chomiz Abizeh, that's a problem. So the Pashtus is that Rav Meir was Goyzer on the Kusim Shedina Ka'akum. He was Goyzer on the Rav of the Kusim because of the Miyut. But we don't pass in Chayishin Lemiyuta, so we should not have accepted it. That's what it says in the Gemara. We do follow this. Even though the Nimuk, the Tam for Rav Meir's Gzeira, we don't accept, but the Gzeira we do accept. He was Goyzer that the Kusim had a din like an Akum. So Bizman Hazeh, he cannot be Mitzar to Kusi to a Zimu. That's a shala. How far did the Chachamim go with that Gzeir of the Rabban? The Gemara says, Rav Meir was Gezer Aleim, Shiyu Dinam Kakam, Lechol Divrehem. Does it only mean Lahachmir? Like over here, that he cannot be Mitzara for Kusi to bench Mezumin. Or he cannot be Mitzara for Kusi to a minion. If you need a tenth person for the minion, and a Kusi comes along, so you cannot be Mitzara for Kusi because Dinam Kakam. But let's say you want to sell your chometz to a non-Jew. Can you sell your chometz to a kusi? You treat him like a akum lahokel? Or if you need a Shabbos goy to turn on the lights in shul or something, can you ask a kusi to turn on the lights? Maybe you should only say dina ka akum lechumer, but not lekula. That's in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. That's a major machlokes Rishonim. They quote, if a kusi is mekadosh anisha bizman hazeh, would you say ein koshishim lekidushin? The Kedushin is null and void because they were Goyzer Dina Kakum Lechol Devrehem. What do you say? No. They can only be Goyzer Lahachma. They can't be Goyzer Lahokel. They can't be Oiker Kedushin. So in Ebenezer, they quote the Machlekes. Or in Yeriday, in Hilchas Ribis, there's a Machlekes. Are you permitted to lend the Ribis to a Kusi? Do you treat a Kusi Mamish Ke'akum Ben Lahokel Ben Lahachma? Can even lend the Ribis like an Ochri? What do you say? No. The only Goyzer the Kusi is Dina Kakum Lahachma, but not Lahokel. So they quote the Machlokes of Rishonim, they quote the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the end of Nida writes that the surprise Maramokim that the Dogam Levava quotes in Ebenezer. Rav Soloveitchik used to mention this Pirush HaMishnayos La Rambam, the end of Nida. The Rambam says that Meisei Akam are not Metami Ba'ohel, only Metami B'maga B'masa. Meisei Sol Metami B'maga B'masa Ba'ohel. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, up until the days of Rav Meir, the Kusim Odinaka, Dinon Ki Yisrael. We assume that Kusim were Geri Emes, Chosrum and his Gairu, with their Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So if a Kusi would die, he would be Metame Bebaga Memasa Ba'ohol. And from the time Rav Meir was Goyza, Dina Kakum Lechol Devrehem is no longer Metame Ba'ohol. So the Rambam writes in the Ferish Lahakel, not only Lahachmed, there were Goyza, Dina Kakum, Bein Lahakel, Bein Lahachmed. This is similar to the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Yevamos. The Gemara has a Machlekes Amarayim. What happened to the lost 10 tribes? So they assimilated among the non-Jewish nations. So the Gemara quotes one opinion at the end of the first Perek in Yevamos, the last Talmud Beis. One opinion is that if a non-Jew is Mekadosh and Isha, Bizman Hazeh, Choshishim Lekidushin, Shem Mameh Aseres HaShvatim Hu, maybe his mother's mother, all the way back till Churban Bayis Rishon, maybe all the way back to the Aseres Tilatan, the first Hashvatim got lost. So maybe he's really Jewish. So maybe he's Yisrael. It's a Safek Kiddushin. So then the Gemara says, we don't accept that opinion, that the Chachamim looked into the Tanakh, they discovered the Pasuk in Treyosa that says, Bashem Bogodu Kiborim Zorim Yolodu, and because the Aseres Hashvatim assimilated, the intermarried, they assimilated, so they lost the Kedusha Sisol Ben Lachah Ben Lachmer, and even if the Mekadosh and Isha Bezman is the Ein Choshesh Shemu Kedusha. The expression used by the Gemara there is, L'zazim Misham Anshasam Ka'akum Gemurim L'chol Divrei. It's the exact same lotion that says over here by Rav Meir. Rav Meir, when he sent his shluchim to spy on the Kusim, what are they doing there in Hagrizim? And he discovered that a miut of the Kusim were of the Avodah Zarah, they were worshipping at the Musya in Hagrizim. So the Lashon HaGemara is, L'zazim Misham, Ashasal Ka'atim Grom L'chol Dibrek. So the same, exact same phrase appears when it gave to the Aseres HaShvatim. And there it's clear in the Gemara that it's Ben L'Hakol, Ben L'Hachmer, Kiddush Yishay, Chayshim Kiddushim. So that's what led a group of Rishayim to assume that the same is true over here also by the Kusim. So Bizman Azeh, we would say that the Kusim Adina Ka'akum, that's the way it's accepted in Shulchan Aruch, either Ben L'Hakol, Ben L'Hachmer, or at least L'Hachmer, that we wouldn't be Mitzarefim to Azim. But this Mishnah is Kaidam Akzeri, before the days of Rav Meir, that's how the Rishayim say. And it was, and the Mishnah is telling me that the Kusim are Geri Emes. That was a big historical dispute in the days of the Tanoim. How do we explain this phenomenon that originally the Geris was lacking Kabbalah on mitzvahs? And Bizman Azeh they observe after a lot of the mitzvahs they do, they are Medaktikan. So the accepted opinion was, in Bava Kamet are the Mesichtas and Ksudas, and every other Mesichta they have this topic. But the Kusim, like, were the Chazru Shuv and his Gairu Belev Shalom, and we assume that yes, the Kusim used to be Geri Emes, they were Chazim and his Gairu again. So the Gemara Frek Takasha, but it's even at the time that the Kusim were Geri Emes, before the Gzeira of Rav Meir, and Al Pidin, the Jewish, and Yikimi Mitzar from theoretically to Minyan, but don't we have a din Eim Zamnim Alam Ha'aretz? Have a din, you're not allowed to be mitzaref. There's a machloikis hatanoi. Are you permitted to be mitzaref in Am Ha'oretz to a zimun? Or to a minion for that matter? What's the hashash? What's the definition of Am Ha'oretz? The world's going to give different definitions. Ezo Am Ha'oretz. The world's going to go through a whole discussion. What's the definition of an Am Ha'oretz? So an Am Ha'oretz, in the days of the Tanoim, doesn't mean the same as the expression, the term today. Today, you refer to a non-learned person as an Am Ha'aretz. The Tanaim are talking about a person who is learned, and Beshita, he's not kafuf to the Rabbanim. Not that he's not so learned. Not that, what we would call an Am Ha'aretz. He has his own Shita about the Jewish religion, and he holds like the Chazon Ish writes like the Maskilim. In the days of the Chazon Ish, like the Maskilim in Europe. They knew how to look in Sfarim, and they didn't listen to the rabbis, and they made up. They're going to keep the religion the way they like. Well, let's say the Chasam Sofer has it true. He talks about the Reform. They said the Reform, they developed a whole new Shita. A whole new Shita. So that's what they would call an Am Ha'aretz. One who has a whole new Shita. So the Gemara says there was a Machlekes HaTanoim, and the Brisa says, Ei Mezamnim Al Am Ha'aretz. You're not allowed to be Mitzarech an Am Ha'aretz to a Zimun, because you shouldn't be friendly with an Am Ha'aretz. If it's talking about Am Ha'aretz, an unlearned person, so other rabbi befriend him and educate him and get him to be a little more observant. Talk about Am Ha'aretz. He has his own shita, like a Reformed Jew. He's not interested in listening. Many Reformed Jews are interested in listening. They know that their version of the religion is totally bankrupt and they're open to a little education. But we're talking about people who are not open to listen. So that was a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara quotes the Brisa, Ein Mezamnim Al Am Ha'aretz. The top Taisa says, we don't follow this din. They quoted Gemara Chagiga. See the top tesis and Mem Zayin in the base. We follow the Gemara Chagiga Dav Chabez. Rav Yossi says, we have a concern if we're going to really draw a line to stay away from the Am Ha'aretz. We're not going to be Mitzar from to a minion. We're not going to be Mitzar from to bench Mezumen. We're not going to be Mekabalei from an Am Ha'aretz. So we're going to push him further away from the Yiddishkeit. So the Gemara has the expression, whose opinion is it that we follow today that we are mekabelatus from an Amoritz? What did Rabbi Yossi say? It doesn't matter. Rabbi Yossi disagreed with the other Tanoim. He said, if you're gonna make a harchoke from the Amei Haaretz, you're gonna be pushing them further over the cliff. So you push them further away, so it doesn't make sense. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvos. He says this was about the Amei Haaretz in the days of the Tanoim, but about the Reformed Jews during his lifetime, they already were halacha bana bama le'atzma. They already made their own. They made their own seminary. The Reformed have their own synagogues. Everything is different. So he says, Rabbi Yossi's logic doesn't apply. They already did made a bama le'atzma. So even Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Chacham. Well, even Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Chacham that you cannot be mitzar such a person. Yeah, it's today, it's not. Some of them yes, some of them no. The different kinds of reform and conservative Jews. Some of them have a whole sheet, and some of them simply what we would call an Amor. That might not. A lot of them are just plain Amor. Maybe some of their leaders have such a strong sheet. They were already halacha bana bama liyatsma. So that's the Gemara raises the issue. How can the Mishnah say a contrary? So the Kusi is dinu ki Yisrael, and a Nochri is not. Even the Nochri is preparing to convert. Because money didn't convert, he cannot be mitzarfim to Zimun. But the Kusi is Jewish. What happened to the din of Amharat same as Amnu Malot? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a Kusi who's a Chaver. Not every Kusi is an Amharat. Some of them were Chaver. Maybe it's a different, there are different opinions what's regarding Amharat. Well, Taisa says, we follow Rabbi Yossi. We don't accept anything in this Gemara. We follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion. That were not marchik the Amei Haaretz.
How is it that Rav Meir was able to take away all the kusa and make them dinam kachim just as he saw him doing Avodah Zarah? If in fact they had a good geirus, so if they do Maase Avera like Avodah Zarah afterwards, it's not matzgia.
How can he mean bein l'hakel bein l'hakel?
Yeah, at all. How could Rav Meir have done it in the first place just because they have a Maase Avera?
Yeah, if you would say that he did it lahachmir, so the din is an Ovid Avodah Zarah is dina ka'akum lahachmir. If there's a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah, so you can't say I can use him as my Shabbos goy. If he comes to the barber shop and the Jewish barber, he's not allowed to shave off his face with a razor. He's sof kol sof, he's Jewish. If a non-Jew comes to the barber shop, I can shave off his face with a razor. There's no problem. but if a non-observant Jew comes, I'm not allowed to. The din of a mechal, Ogid of a deserved din of kachm is only lahachma, not lahachma. So that's the tell. How can there be Rishonim who say that the kusi is din of kachm afilo lahachma? The Rambam and the whole group, half of the Rishonim hold like that. That's what the Sri Yesh has a tshuva about that. He says, there is a shittas ha-ga'onim that a mumer ain't a zeike. The Goyim are of the opinion that if a man dies and he leaves an almana and she needs chalitza, and the only surviving brother is a Jew who converted to out of the Jewish religion, he converted to a different religion, so there's no need for chalitza. She's permitted to remarry without any chalitza. She doesn't need anything. Why not? It's considered like he's not Jewish. A Jew converted, if it would just be a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah, that's only dina kafim lahachma, not lahakam. But if he converted to another religion, so he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. I, the Gemara says, Beferish, if the Gemara says in Yevamos in Perek HaChelet, if a non-Jew converts, and then let him on his Chozer L'Suro, then after years he decides to go back to his original religion, and he continues to worship the original Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara says it's still Dinuk Yisrael, that if he's Mekadosh and Isha, Yechoshish L'Kiddushim. So why is that? I, according to the Goyim, you should say that he's not Jewish at all. So the Goyim said that's only a Churma Midrabban. That Kiddushin is only a Chumra Medrabban. Mikra Adin Deraisa, he became a non-Jew. We say once a Jew, always a Jew. That's against the Goyim. The Goyim hold that it's not true. A Jew converts to another religion, out of the Jewish religion, loses his Kiddushin Yisrael. There's a Braisa in Ovis Deram Nosen that says, if you have a Jew who converted out of the religion, and then he decides he wants to be Chayz B'Tshuva, he wants to become Jewish again, so it says in Ovis Deram Nosen, you have to undergo Geirus. It's quoted in Yeruday. Mechaber quotes that in Yeruday. So the Goyim understood that that's a din deraisa, that a Jew converted out of the religion becomes a non-Jew. You can use him as a Shabbos Goy, you can sell the chametz to him. and if he wants to become Jewish again, he has to undergo Geiris all over again. He has to have tefillah and a mikveh with a brach, and he has to have hatofes dambris, everything all over again. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's only midrabban. That the din in the Avos Rabbanan, that if a Jew became a Meshumad, he converted out of religion, wants to convert back to become Jewish, he has to have tefillah and a mikveh. We assume that's only a chumah midrabbanan, and atarah, he still is Jewish. So where did the Goyim get that from? So that's what this Sridiyesh writes in a tshuva. He said that pasuk that they quote in the end of the first parak in Yevamos, Hashem Bagodu, Kibarim Zarm Yavodu. That pasuk is alluding to the Aseres Hashvatim. So the Chachamim understood from that pasuk that because they assimilated, because the Aseres Hashvatim intermarried with the Goyim and they assimilated, they didn't keep anything, so they lost the Kedushas Yisrael Ben Lahakol Ben Lahakol. They became Goyim Gemurim Ben Lahakol Ben Lahakol. So that's the whole machlokes Rishonim had far ago with that pasuk. So many Rishonim held that's only a haruah shor once in the history of the world regarding Aseres Hashvatim, period, that's all. Never applies in another situation. And the Rambam in here for the Rishonim hold that it applies to any group of Jews who float so far away, even if they don't convert. If they float away so far away from mainstream Judaism that the Chachamim determine that this is... You think that they went already chutz l'gvulos, so then also the kusim would be the same, governed with the same pasuk in Treyasa, Hashem Bagod, the Kibarim Zam Yolodu, that they lose the Kedushas Yisrael.
You would need a based
into kind of. We hope you need a bezin, yeah. Because today, Mustamba, the reform, floated further away than the kusim ever floated away. They do things much worse. So we hope that that they're still Jewish. Because no bezin has yet declared that they're not Jewish. So Mustami, you need a bezin to be kaveya that the pasuk applies to them. Mustami. And then the Gaonim were of the opinion, apparently, that the pasuk, Bashem Bagod, the Kibarim Zarm Yolod, that pasuk in the end of the first parak in Yivam, the pasuk from Triyasa, doesn't only apply to a group of people, doesn't only apply to Asar Sashvat, doesn't only apply to a group of people, it applies to any individual who officially converts out of the religion. If he's just Ovid Avodah Zarah, so the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvos, he doesn't think the Goyim would say it. Ovid Avodah Zarah, Dina Kachem is only Lahakma, not Lahakma. If there's Jews and Ovid Avodah Zarah, can't allow him to be a Moyel, he can't allow him to do a Shechita, he can't be Mitzar from Dominion, you go Lahakma. But he wouldn't say Lahakel, that he can sell Yechomets there. The Goyim only meant to say if he converts officially out of the religion, that's Bashem Bagodim. If he converts away from the Jewish religion, then the Goyim hold that pasuk applies. But Ben Hachem Ben Hachem, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael.
The
Avodah Zarah
of the Kusim was, according to the Chasam Sofer, different than the regular Maaseh Avodah Zarah? The mayor was Matir?
That's a strong question. That's a strong question. I don't know. Unless he means to say that if it's a group of people, that's a different din. If it's a group, he'll agree with the other Rishonim. And if it's an individual person, then he has to officially convert.
Can
you say
that it was
from Afreya,
that it was a... But it showed us that originally
we assume originally the original Geiris in the days of Sefer Melachim was null and void. There was no Kabbalah standards, is that for sure. And then the accepted opinion was that they must have historically, they must have converted at some later point in history, even though we don't know about that when. We assume that the Shum Nizgari B'Lev Shavim. So the Kusim Ageri ends. But then, from the days of Rabbi Meiran, he made it there. I don't think it means it's Lloyd Milson or Afreya. He declared, that's what the Sridi Asians meant. He declared that pasuk from Treyasa that the Gemara quoted at the end of the first paragraph in Yibam is applying to that. So it's Ashvatim, applies over here also. Applies any time you have a whole group of people who float away from mainstream Judaism. Yeah.
If
the Gemara in Yevamos has the pasuk that the Aseres Hashvatim were Diyam Ka'akum, so how can there be a machlokes HaTanam if they are Sidim Matzah? I don't know. I guess the Achrayim talked about it a lot. In the beginning of Perek Chelek, they discussed. I don't know. They assumed that the accepted opinions that not going to be Chayzah. That Gemara is taking a stand on the machlokes HaTanam. That they're not Sidim Matzah. That's what it sounds like.
Forgot something for the Akiva. And then the Chachamim say already Akiva, you forgot your Tanakh. It's clear in Tanakh that they will be closer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, Yaakov Emden, I think, was even more speaking than the Gemara quotes that they're definitely coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So that Gemara.
So So that's the problem. So how do you put these two together? If the Gemara says that they declare Dina Kach and Bela Hach and Bela Hachna, even if he can identify that this fellow is from the descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim, he's in Kaddish and Isha, in Kaddish and Kiddushin. So how does that jive with the other opinion? That Asidim Lachsa. Asidim Lachsa means that they still retain the Kiddushin system. So that's the Achrayim worked on the Kiddushin. Also, I think Rashi and Caleb raises the question. They work on the Kash. So it is a problem. I don't know.
How can it be that Yossi or the Gabi Al-Aris in Tosis bring that he says that really we can be resilient to it, so they should go according to the body of Bama, and the Chasm Sefer says that these days it's not very clear one of Bama. But the way the Amoritz treats about Tosis, the killing ship of mine, things like that, we see that Amoritz is really created his own djinn. They took into account, they knew the djinn, they knew about the Meister, and they decided that we're going to do this, but we're not going to do that. So why is that different? Why is the Chasam so mechalik? Because the djinn, the time of Mori Chorus is, oh, it's also its own demagogue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a strong question. I don't know. He thinks that the Amehoritz in the days of the Gemara blended in more with the society than in the days of the Reform movement. I don't know. Not familiar. So again, so the Mishnah drew the contrast that a Kusi is mitzaret. And the Gemara raised the question, what about let the Kusi be in Amoritz? Yeah, so the Gemara gives all the suggestions how you get out of that. And the Nochri is not mitzaret. So the Gemara asks on the Nochri, not mitzaret, isn't that a pshita? Anachriyem is animal of the first very wide line, a mem zayin and a beis. Anachriyem is animal of pshita, a non-Jew. Of course, he cannot be mitzar from tozim. Of maskin begir shemol v'loy toval. In order to become a ger, you need mila and tfilo. For a man, for a woman, all you need is tfilo. Obviously, you don't need any mila. So for a man, you need mila and tfilo. So the Gemara in Yevamos has a whole three-way machlokes satanot. So one time is of the opinion that just like by a woman, you need kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's elementary, of course. Without kabbalas on mitzvahs, nothing to discuss. But what are the meister geirus? Kabbalas on mitzvahs is not a meister geirus. What are the kabbalas on mitzvahs is a definition of geirus. What are the meister geirus that are needed? What are the ceremonies that are needed? So one time it says, just like by a woman, tvila makes her into a geirus, or by men also, tvila, if tova valemol, he's already Jewish. The other Tana disagrees and he says, no, by a man, if you have Mila without Tefillah, he's already Jewish. And the accepted opinion is the way Rabbi Yechon says, you have to have Mila and Tefillah, you have to have both together. If you have one without the other, he's still not Jewish. It's very strange. What do you mean? According to the one Tana, that all you need is Tefillah, you don't need Mila. So what do you have to do the Mila for then? According to the one Tana, just like a non-Jewish woman can convert Ayidei Tefillah alone, so a non-Jewish man can undergo conversion with Tefillah alone, so what does he have to bother to do Mila for? He doesn't deny that you need Mila. He says if he was Tevil without the Mila, the Geris is Chal. So why do you need the Mila? It's because he's Jewish, because all Jewish people need Mila. That's why. Because of the mitzvah of Mila, not because of the Geris. That's why. And if you say the other opinion, the one Tana says that all you need is Mila, and the tefillah is not miyaka. By a woman, there is no mila to do, so the tefillah is the ikum. And by a man, we have mila, so the mila is a stronger act. Mila is a shinui begufo. So the mila makes him into Jewish, and the tefillah is not miyaka. So what do you need the tefillah l'chatchila is a mitzvah? Every Jew should go to mikveh. So the stam you have to say, yeah, we paskin that they're both l'ikum. Mal v'lai tovo. And again, Shiyam will be passing the both likubah, but not all of that. That was the conclusion of Rav Yechanan. That's at the end of a long sugya. But in the earlier generation, days of the Tanoim, there were opinions who held that only the mila is likubah, the tefila is not likubah. So what do you need the tefila for? It also must tell me, you have to say the tefila is a mitzvah of geirus. The mila is a maisa geirus. And without undergoing the mila, he's a goy gomer. And the tefila, there's a mitzvah. Any non-Jew who converted has a mitzvah that he should be tevil and a mikvah. But not all the mitzvahs are miyake. If the person does do mitzvahs, he's still Jewish.
According to that opinion, would you say that if he had mila in the beginning, would he need a chafas and dam afterwards also?
If he had mila?
He already had the mila beforehand.
That's a machlekes satanoim. Nachrishin is gar kishuhu mahu. If a non-Jew had a circumcision for health purposes, for hygienic purposes, and then he wants to convert, but that's a machlekes satanoim. In Perkab Leza Nemila, whether you have to have hatavas dagas. And it's a machlekes erishanim, had a pasuk. This is called still opinion. So we go the chumra. We say you do hatavas dagas without a brach. We suffer, you have to do hatavas dagas without a brach.
Can you
say, you know, feel that because of the tumor maybe? You know, tumor that you had your operation and... Years ago, when Ben-Gurion started the whole tumor of Damihu Yehudi, that they should accept whoever says that he's Jewish should be accepted as Jewish. So the Rabbanim said, what do you mean? You have a tradition, you have to have Milo Tfila. So there was a Professor Zeitlin, who was... He used to be in Philadelphia and Dropsy College. So he was a big Amharitz. He thought he was a big Tamachot. I remember when they were middle states came to evaluate the yeshiva. So they sent Zeitlin to evaluate the Talmudic studies in the yeshiva. So he came to the Beis Medrash, we were learning in the Kerala, and they started speaking to the students. And the students were rolling in laughter. He didn't know anything. He thought he was one of the world's biggest Talmud Chacham. So he published at that time, I remember that was many years ago, over 50 years ago. He published at that time, right after Hakamas Amdina, this whole tumult started about Mihu Yehudi. So he published at that time a whole essay that a ger needs Mila, all Jewish people need Mila. And the ger has to have tefillah because Midirabonim they declare that Akum have a tumah kizav. Every goy is like a zav. So that's why he has to go to mikveh when he becomes Jewish. And that's why he has to bring a korban. The din is that a ger has to bring a korban. Yeah, he says a zav who becomes tohar has to bring a korban also. So of course the ger has to bring a korban. So people responded, some Orthodox people who were slightly learned used to read these newspapers, so they responded. They said, what do you mean? A zav has to have tefillah in a mayon. Maim chayim. A ger doesn't need maim chayim. So Professor Zeitlin didn't know what that was. That there's a difference between a mikveh and a mayon. So he said, what do you mean? Cover a mikveh. Yeah. So zav goes to a mikveh. He didn't understand what the letter to the editor meant. I remember I was a little boy at that time. I thought it was obvious that two different dinim, a chumash, there's a mikveh and a mayon. And then the one who sent in a letter wrote that a zav who becomes tameh, who a zav who becomes tohor, has to bring a chatos. The one of the karbonos that brings a chatos, the ger doesn't bring a chatos, he brings an oilah. So he was fudging, I didn't know either, but a chatos, an oilah. He just know a korban, a sacrifice, didn't know the difference between a chatos and an oilah. There's no such thing as a chatos with the rabban. A chatos is not bob and ed with a dogma. The Chachamim could be mechayvim and the Rabbanim to bring an oila, because an oila and a shlomim is bob ben edim and a dog. But a chatas and a oshlom is not bob ben edim and a dog. So either you mechayv ben atah, you don't bring an oil. So the poor professor didn't chap what it was. That was a suggestion that he gave. No, that's not the pshat. We learn that from Psukim that the ger needs mila and tefila and korb. Kishem she nichnasa v'seinu lebris b'mila tefila korb on the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai. So we learn out the Doris that every gear has to have Mila and Tvila and Korb, same as at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. So that's the Shaila. The way we pass Malach, he needs Mila and Tvila. If you have only one without the other, he's not a Jew. But according to the one opinion, that just like a Gioris becomes Jewish with Tvila alone, so a gear becomes Jewish with Tvila alone, so what do you need the Mila for? So you can say, maybe the milah is only for the sake of the mitzvah. He's going to have to perform the mitzvah anyway. But we, Balamaisa, we do the milah first and then the tefillah by a ger. So according to that Tana, shouldn't we have reversed the order? We should have really done first the tefillah, made him into a Jew. Then we should have done the milah. If there's already Jewish, we should have done the milah. No, nobody holds the reverse the order. The order for sure is supposed to be first milah and then tefillah. The Gemara doesn't quote any Tana to say the order is the reverse. So it seems that even according to that Tana, who holds that the Nila is not the Kufa, he says that the Nila should be done l'shem Gerus, Lama l'sager, a different bracha. It's not just the Nila of Mitzvah. So the answer is, it's the same as the other Tana. We don't pass like either of these Tana. Same as the other Tana. The other Tana holds that a Ger, a male Ger, becomes a Ger with Nila alone. And the Tvila is not the Kufa. So what do you need the Tvila l'chatchila for? So the answer is, it's a mitzvah ala ger. There's a mitzvah of geris, and then there's a maisa of geris. So the maisa of geris is leikuvah, Kol zman you didn't do the Maisa Geiris, the person remains an non-Jew. Then there's a mitzvah, a hager, shenis gayer, has a mitzvah to go through this procedure. So not every mitzvah is a likuvah. See, just like one Tana holds that the tvilo is not likuvah by male gear, but it's a mitzvah to undergo the tvilo on the shen gear. So too the other Tana holds that the milo is not likuvah, but milo it's a mitzvah like gear, habonu his gear, then you should undergo this mitzvah of milo. So the shaila is, we don't paskin like either of them. We paskin like Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon follows the third time, who says, "Lo lamen agat shemlo v'yitzlo." You need both. Do we ever hold like that? Is there ever any case that the milah and tefillah is just lachatfila? It's not miakir b'di'evet. It's only a mitzvah.
He has an allergy to water, or he has a surgical issue that he can't get a milah.
Yes, so that's the shaila. Can he convert the love? Yes. So the Yisrael cannot convert. No, so there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara talks about Mulderish and his Gaira Beno Ein Tzorch Tfila. If a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she undergoes conversion, so the Gemara says when the baby is born, the baby will not need Tfila in the Mikveh. The Tfila that the mother had when she was pregnant counts for the baby as well. So the Gemara says, why is that so? So the first thing Gemara says, well, if you all do be Yerachimo, so it's Kev and Meivarel. Okay, so there's only one person, only one body, one person. So the mother converted, and then the baby is born as Jewish. But if you should hold Uba Lav Yerachimo, and Machlekes Hatanoim, and Machlekes the Ramam and the Raiv, and Machlekes the Rin, and Rabbi Nitan, and Baba Kama, and Adapaskin, whether Uba Yerachimo, Uba Lav Yerachimo, so if you all do belav yarechimai, so how is the tefillah of the mother good for the baby? But there's a chatzitza. The water in the mikveh doesn't touch the baby at all. There's a total chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Hainim Revisa, since that's the natural way the baby grows inside the mother's body, Hainim Revisa, so it doesn't constitute a chatzitza. So in the yeshivas, they all ask the kasha, Rav Naftali, Rav Shimon Shkab. And the Pesachim Tshuva quotes the Achrayim before the Rashi Yeshiva, before the history, before that period in history when he had the Rashi Yeshiva. The classical Achrayim asked the Kasha, why does the baby need anything? If the mother converted, the baby bounces out. 9 months later, the baby bounces out. If the baby's born to a Jewish mother, shouldn't the baby be Jewish? If the mother's Jewish, then the baby is Jewish. So some of the... So Rav Naftali has on the Shurim on Ksudas on Daf Yud Aleph, and Rav Shimon Shkab has like that, so not, and several of the Achronim. The Pesachim Tshuva quotes in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Eben Ezra, not near the day. So some of the Achronim say, Enachinami, the baby will be Jewish anyway. But the Gemara is discussing, there's a din, the baby started off as a non-Jew, because he was an Uber before the mother converted. So we got this non-Jewish fetus to become Jewish by a stunt. The mother converted, and then the baby is born from the mother after she ready months after she converted, so the baby is Jewish. But sof kol sof, he was non-Jewish, and he became Jewish. So there's a mitzvah to do nila and tefila, the shem geris, even though it's not likuva. So that's what the Gemara says. The tefila that we had when the mother was pregnant, uberishen is garet benoyin et sof tefila, yoytze the tefila with that. Well, let's say, Shaila, let's say, the Dogma of Ovar writes, the Nadi Behuda writes on the side of the Eridea, that whenever a woman converts, the Bezen always asks her, are you pregnant? Because if she's pregnant, so then you want that the Bezen should be considered as supervising the geiris of the fetus as well, not just the geiris of the mother. So if the Bezen doesn't know that there's a fetus here, they only think there's one person. Let's say there are two people in the mikvah, and Bezen didn't notice, they only saw there's one person in the mikvah. So then the one that they were aware of, that's a good geiris. The one they weren't aware of is no good. So if the woman is pregnant, the Bezdin doesn't know whether she's pregnant or not. So the Bezdin only officiated at the geiris of the mother. They never officiated at the geiris of the Uba. So let's say this Uba will be born later on. So we'll insist that the Uba has to have tefillah and a mikvah. That tefillah will be the Uba, or it'll just be a mitzvah. So that's what some of the Achrayim and quite a few of the Rashi Yeshiva say. We'll subscribe to those Tanoim's opinion that in such a case the Milah and Tefillah is not a Maisa Geirus, the baby is born Jewish. Born to a Jewish mother, the baby is Jewish. You need Milan Tvila as a mitzvah of Geirus, but it wouldn't be Likuma. So that's what some Achronim hold. It wouldn't be Likuma. That's a Shaila. That's a Shaila. You see, one Tana held that only the Milah is Likuma, the Tvila is not Likuma. One Tana holds that Tvila is Likuma, Milah is not Likuma. So what do you need both for? So the answer is they hold. This is a Maisa Geirus, and that's a mitzvah of Geirus. A mitzvah of Ager, Hamiz Gayer. You should undergo this. So we paskin like neither of those Tanoim, Lolam, and Ager, Shambo, the Yitro. So does that mean that we reject this whole notion? There's no such thing as a mitzvah. A mitzvah ala ger hamiz gayer that he should have milan tefillah. No such thing as a mitzvah. It's a maisa geiris, and everything is likuva. Or would we also subscribe to that in some rare case, like this case? Maybe in this case, he would need a milan tefillah as a mitzvah of geiris. Not so much. It's not likuva, he's Jewish anyway.
If it was a girl, would
we
allow him to marry a kohen? The baby, like, you come out. Do you say that? It's like a
Geras,
or that is, and she was this
guy
who the mother is Geras?
No, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it said, the Beishmu quotes the Rambam in Ebenezer that if a girl was Hairasu Shalabi Gdusha, but Vaidos Gdusha, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, and even if she did take, say, they have to get divorced. If you have, let's say, a non Jewish man is living with a Jewish woman, and they have a daughter, so that's a suffix in the Gemara. Nochri Habal Bas Yisrael. And they have a daughter. Is the daughter permitted to marry a kohen or not? So that's an ibayda leib shita in the Gemara in Yevamos. So some achrenim paskin lahakel, and Ashkenazim amachman that lachatchili you're not allowed to marry. But the evidence this is loytetsa. She married. If the girl married a kohen, she doesn't have to get divorced. So the Beis Shmuel says that's only because the father was not Jewish and the mother was Jewish from the very beginning. It was hayrosa v'leidasa v'dusha baruch biha. The baby girl would be Harasa Shalob Igdusha, but Igdusha Igdusha means the mother converted in the middle of the pregnancy. So then the Beis Shmuel says, he quotes a Rambam, then Afilu B'Diyevin, and this is Teitzer. There's some rabbis who allow such a girl to marry a Kohen L'Chatchil, so that's Beferish against what it says in Shulchan. That's against our Bible. That's against our Shulchan. They have their own Shulchan. But our Shulchan says that it's Asa Rigdin B'Diyevin, and this is Teitzer. The other shayla, if the father's a goy and the mother's Jewish, it was hayrosa v'leidosa b'kedusha, but the father's a non-Jew. So that's a suffering in the Gemara. So the Sfardim amekel on that, and the Ashkenazim amachmir. So if an Ashkenazi goes to ask a Sfardi rabbi, the Sfardi rabbi should be honest and ask him, are you an Ashkenazi or are you a Sfardi? The Sfardim are not supposed to paskin for the Ashkenazi based on Sfardi psa. They're supposed to paskin based on Ashkenazi psa. Chacham Avad Yosef is upset. Why, for so many years, the Ashkenazim are forcing Ashkenazi psak on the Svardim. So now he's getting even with them. So now he's forcing Svardi psak on the Ashkenazim. So all the Ashkenazim, any kohen who wants to marry a girl whose father's a guy, so they all go to Chacham Avadya, and he'll marry them off, no problem. He'll marry them off. So it's not really right. So it wasn't right what they did originally. That the Ashkenazi rabbonim are forcing Svardi psak, Ashkenazi psak on the Svardim. It's not right, but he's getting even now. They're both not right. You have to paskin, you have to ask. I remember here in the neighborhood, I remember someone had a shayla in Hilchas Nida, so he wants to ask Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him, are you Hungarian? Are you a Yekir? Are you from what part of the world does your family come from? And based on whatever background you came from, he's going to give you a different psak, because in different countries they have different opinions on this matter. He's not going to give a Yekish psak to someone from Eastern Europe. He's not going to give. There used to be another rabbi here from Presburg. So he would also ask you, are you a Yekish? Are you from Eastern Europe? From Eastern Europe will leave one psak. If you're a Yekish, he'll give you a different psak. You have to paskin for each Eda according to their accepted opinion.
There being one, people stop my test the way it's based, and I'm born of understanding. When the baby needs a mila after going through the geirus inside the mother, do the mother and everyone have to have kavana to doing a mila shame geirus, or they can just do a regular mila?
That's the big shaila. If the baby is born on Shabbos, if it's a baby boy, the baby is born on Shabbos, will this mila be better on Shabbos next week? So Rabbi Kedega decided the other day, and quotes earlier, Hakonim would say that you shouldn't perform the bris on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a machlokes. The Gemara says in Perek HaCholetz, in the middle of Yevamos, you have all the sugyas of Geirus, Daphnem Zayin, and Cheskin, and Vav, and Zayin has three blood Gemara. So the Gemara says that the proper state of Hadarim you should do first Mila and then Tvila, in that order. What if he did in the reverse order? What if he first did tefillah in the mikveh and then milah? So that's not explicit to Umar, that's a machlekes harishanim. So some harishanim say that b'diyevet it would be good, and others say it's no good b'diyevet. So we pass when it's a stake of Adina. We had once a student here who was getting married, so he converted for the third time before he got married. First he converted at this with conservative. And then he was in Hawaii and he converted by Chabad. But when the Chabad converted him, they made a little mistake. They did the tefillah in the mikveh before the milah. They weren't aware that, that's a violation of the din. So a week before the boy was about to get married, so his Rebbe, and he was a student in JSS, so his Rebbe wanted to review again, how do we have that gerus again? So he found out that they did it wrong. So they had to repeat the tefillah and the mikveh, b'li brach. That's what it says in the Yeridei. If you had first tefillah and then milah, so it's a machlekes harishanim, whether the gerus is good, so we would require you should repeat the tefillah again, b'li brach. Usually the ger is tefillah and the mikveh, the shem gerus as a bracha. Tavo v'yolo, if he comes out of the mikveh, says the bracha. But here it's a speki to be. So what is the marker of this machlekes harishanim? So here could the rishanim say, the Gemara says, Elash mulberish in his gaira, that Gemara Yivam is dafayim ches, says mulberish in his gaira, b'no, eino tzorich tzvila. B'no, sounds like a baby boy. B'no, eino tzorich tzvila. It doesn't say bito, eino tzorich tzvila. So the rishanim said, you see it's talking about she has a baby boy. It says, "B'no, ein etzarch tefila." He's yotzei with the tefila that he had when he was inside the mother's body. But now he's going to need mila. Obviously, you see that he needs a geres. Now he's going to need mila. So you see, you're having tefila before the mila. You're having tefila now when the mother is pregnant. She's tefila on the mikvah. Mila is going to be a week after the baby is born. So you see, but he had the same as not miyake. So the other rishonim disagree. They say no. Maybe the gemara really means bita. Even though it says Benoah, Benoah means her child. Doesn't mean her baby boy. Other Rishonim say, let's say you have a man who wants to convert, a Nochri who wants to convert, and it's Nichras Hagid. He doesn't have his Eva Hazakus was cut off, but he's a male, he's not a female. So it's impossible to do Milo, it's impossible to do Atavuz Amritz. The Tesis writes in Yivamis, in Perik HaChela, it's Tesis quotes the Halachas Gedolos. If Nichras Hagid, he becomes a ger with tefillah alone, dino kenekeva. But he gets to this din, dino kenekeva, he's chayv and tefillah, sitzes, but dino kenekeva, but he gets to this din, but he can become a ger with tefillah alone. So that's what some rishonim say, if the baby is in the state of a fetus, when the mother's tefillah on the mikvah, so it's impossible to perform mila at that time. It's inside the mother's body. So it's dino kenekeva, but he gets to ger, so he can become a ger with tefillah alone, you don't need mila. But other Rishonim said, no, you're going to need the Mila later on, the Shem Geirus. And you have a right in that Gemara that if the Tefillah preceded the Mila, b'diyevet, it's good. And the other Rishonim disagreed, no, the Gemara meant, Bito in Tzricha Tefillah, not Beno. Or maybe it's Taka Beno, but in this case, the Bein becomes a Geir without the Mila. The Mila will later on be a Mila Shal Mitzvah, won't be a Mila Shal Geirus. So that's where the Gevege quotes that some Achrayim, earlier Achrayim wrote, this wasn't his idea. He refers, he always gives the Marmikas. He refers it to some Achrayim say the animal berish in his gaira, and then later on the baby is born, and the baby born is born on Shabbos. So he says that some Rishonim hold that you need a milu l'shem geiris later on. So milu l'shem geiris is not called a milu bizman, it's not derech Shabbos. Only milu shal mitzvah is derech Shabbos. If the baby is Jewish, but if the baby needs the milu to make him into a Jew, that's part of the ma'aseh geiris. So that would not be derech Shabbos. So others disagree. They said no. That's what this Rav Shimon and Rav Naftali and Pesach Tshuva quotes. Early Achrayim write like that. And the Shlomo writes like that. And the Shlomo is the correspondent of the Sivus. Few Gedolei Achrayim hold like this, that if the baby is born to a Jewish mother, the baby is automatically going to be Jewish. The Gemara is talking about the Mila. The Gemara is talking about the Tefillah, the Shein Geirus, with the Mila. The whole thing is just milush al mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of geirus. A mitzvah, even though Rabbi Yechanan says, le'olam e'ger ha'shiyamu v'yitvol, he's not disagreeing with what the two Tanoim said. He's masking with what both Tanoim said. But sometimes you have milah and tefillah only as the mitzvah of geirus, but it's not really likuba. When would that be? In this case, the baby is born Jewish anyway. The milah is a milah b'man is derech Shabbos. You kill two birds with one stone. When you do the milah, he's Jewish anyway. Mila is done the shame mitzvah, but also the moel should have in mind that he's fulfilling the mitzvah ala ger hamizgayer, that he should have a bris mila. That's a shayla halacha l'maaseh. What's the din? That's a shayla halacha l'maaseh. Do we follow that chumah that Rabbi Gedalia referred to? That if the woman was mizgayer when she was pregnant, and the baby is born later on, that that the milah wouldn't be derech Hashemes. There's another shayla over here. One tana is of the opinion that the tefillah is not mi'akif. Only the milah is mi'akif by a male. By a woman who's mizgayer, the tefillah is only ma'aseh geiris. And by a man, the ma'aseh geiris really consists of the milah, and the tefillah is just the tefillah shel mitzvah. So we paskan that they're both ma'akif. So the shayla is, does that mean that the taka, both are ma'aseh geiris? The milah and the tefillah are both ma'aseh geiris? So the din requires that when the ger is mizgayer, has to be mizgayer in the presence of a bezdin. So you require a bezdin ikuva, both at the time of the milah and at the time of the tefillah. But perhaps I should say no, that really we hold that the tefillah, just like by a woman who converts, the tefillah does the geris. So a man who converts, the tefillah also does the geris. But it's like a b'china, the Gemara has an expression, a tevel l'sheretz b'yodai, so the tefillah is no good. So if a man is mizgayer and he doesn't undergo milah, that's a b'china like tevel l'sheretz b'yodai. An oral can't become a ger. It's not that the milas ager is a maise geris that makes him into a ger. The olam, there's only one maise geris, namely the tefillah. It's just that the milah is to remove the ikuv that he shouldn't be an oral. So the nafkamina will be, let's say, for the eved, if they do the milah sager, shalom b'chnei bez. Yoridei, it says, l'chatchila, the milah and the tefillah should be, you should have a bezin present by both. But the shad is what it be the eved. If they did the milah sager, shalom b'chnei bezin, you have to do it over, you have to do atavas namris, in the presence of a bezin again. But he's saying no. That with the Yevid, we really hold so many custom hold like that. The Swedish Asia has it true. He says many custom hold like that. That the requirement of the Yeridea that the Milos again should be done in the presence of the Bezim. It's only Lechatchila with the Yevid, we would say it's good. The Tvila in the Mikveh, we say the Bezim is Nikuva. If the Ger was Tevel in the Mikveh without a Bezim, we would assume that the Ger is not valid. But for the milah, we really assume, apparently Rabba Paskim assume that the milah is not that the two maaseh geiris, the milah and the tefillah. The tefillah is the maaseh geiris, and the milah is just to remove the ikuv. There shouldn't be a b'china of tevel b'sheretz b'yodah. There was a non-Jewish girl who used to go to NCSY for years. Apparently her father must have been Jewish, so she thought she was Jewish. And then one fine day she found out she's not Jewish, so she only used to hang out with Jewish people. Then she hung out with Orthodox Jewish people. And then she decided she wants to convert. So someone introduced me to the girl. So I thought she was a character. Okay. But they were all convinced that she hung out with Muncie and Williamsburg, always hanging out with Orthodox Jewish people, Shams. So finally the girl converted. So apparently when she was table on the mikveh, they asked her she's pregnant. So she didn't know what they were asking for. So she said no. Then it turned out that the character was pregnant. And my Jewish boyfriend, she was pregnant. So she was all petrified, so the whole conversion is not valid. So we told her, no, the conversion is valid. The only thing is they wanted to know if you're pregnant. The dogma of Abba says on the side of the Yeriday, if you need a bezdin, the tefillah of the mother is good for the uber if the bezdin knows that she's pregnant. The bezdin doesn't know she's pregnant, so the tefillah of the baby didn't have the benefit of being supervised by the bezdin. So when the baby is going to be born, we'll have to be tevel the baby again. So the shayla was, okay, so she's Jewish, and she's carrying this baby, he's not Jewish, because when the baby was tevel in the mikveh, the bezin wasn't aware. So now the shayla is, can she be tevel in the mikveh now, a second time? Why does she have to wait till the baby's born? Let her be tevel in the mikveh now for the geiris for the baby. I thought it was highly questionable. The Gemara says that the tefillah of the mother is good for the baby. The tefillah is good for the mother, so it's good for the baby. But the tefillah is not good for the mother. The mother is Jewish already. The mother already converted a couple of months ago. So now the mother is going to go to the mikvah only. The tefillah is going to be only for the baby. There's a Gemara chagiga about that. Sometimes you table two keli matame, you put one keli inside of another keli, and the outer keli, the opening to the outer keli, is less than shofar esanod. So that's not considered a chibur. So the water that goes inside shouldn't be acceptable to be totaled the kli that's inside, logically, because less than you have less than an aboim so over there. So the Gemara says, Mishnah is like that. If the outside kli is tomei, and the water has to go touch every inch of the outside kli, on the inside and the outside, so the water that goes into the outside kli is good to be tovel the outside kli. So meaning that it's a tefillah for the outside kli, it's a tefillah for the inside kli also. But if the outside kli is tar, only I put a small kli inside logically, and the opening to the logic kli is less than shvafer is anav. So the Gemara says it's no good. The tefillah, you can be tovel the kli inside a kli, is only good if the outside kli is also tar. So the tefillah is ola for the outside kli, and meaning that it's ola for the outside kli is ola for the inside kli. I thought it's highly questionable. So a couple of weeks ago, there was this big controversial conference on conversions in Washington, which they dachareidis put mecherim, Baruch Hashem. We finally caught on to the bunch of papers there, that the whole thing is a fraud. So this rabbi who participated in the conversion of this character from the NCSY, so he was sitting next to a whole bunch of other rabbis, so he told him this incident, that the girl converted and she thought she wasn't pregnant, and then she found out that she was pregnant. So these rabbis told them, no, Rabbanim from different Bati Dinim across America, they also, they don't see what's the problem. Let it be Tovel in the mikveh now, the shame Yeris for the baby, and it'll be good. I don't know, I thought it's highly questionable whether the tefillah, the Gemara only says it's good, the Gemara is talking about a case, the tefillah is over for the mother, then it's over for the Uber as well. Machlekes, but you hold Ubi Yerachim Ubalav Yerachim. Machlekes, yeah, if you all do your Ubi Yerachim, so there's no problem at all. That's the Gemara Nivam, the same test. But if you all do Balav Yerachim, that's where the Dogma of Ovi writes, Talya Ba'ashli Ravavi. If the Bezen wasn't aware that the mother was pregnant, it's totally the big Machlekes or Rishonim, and he doesn't say who, Machlekes HaGoyim. The Machlekes HaGoyim, whether Ubi Yerachim Ubalav Yerachim, that's 2 days from Shulchan Aruch.
Tavelas for Nida or something like that, then would it be okay?
I mean, she's now finally observant, yeah. So now she's going to go to Mikvah for Nida. I don't know if that would be good for the Uber either. She's Tavelas for Nida, she's not Tavelas for the Gerus.
She's not going to become Nida before she gives birth.
Huh?
She's not
going to
become
Nida
before she gives birth.
It's also, I don't know.
How could she be Tavelas Nida? She's pregnant.
You're going to be Tavelas?
Yeah, it could be.
We say that woman is like a priest, if the woman is like a priest, if the woman gave cleats in relationship, the baby's already covered, the baby's already submerged in a clean environment, it's totally surrounded by water. So we say that the womb is considered like a clean, because the dry ekklesh have the same inclusion, both of you.
Right. So I thought the din is that you can be tovel a kli inside another kli, even though there isn't enough chibra of the water. That's only provided that the outside kli is also tovel. But if the outside, so the tefillah is only for the outside kli and for the inside kli as well.
So then we have to say lav yerachim. Even if you say lav yerachim, it's still okay.
Yeah. That's the question. Would it be okay if you all lav yerachim, or would it be okay? I don't know.
She's already Jewish.
The mother's already Jewish, right? So the tefillah doesn't help for the mother now. It doesn't help in the mother. I don't know. Yeah, these are tricky dinim. The din of Geris are tricky dinim. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. So let's say tomorrow's Thursday. People want to learn Vayter and Shlosha Shachul to make up for what we missed? No? No. Okay, so I'll try to do some Chumash tomorrow. What is that?